Republican Governor Paula Page's decision to stay at the Trump International Hotel in D.C. last year may have helped advance a case challenging the president's ability to hold on to his financial stake in his business empire. Steve Missler has details.
A federal judge in Maryland has ruled that attorneys general in Maryland and D.C. can pursue a case alleging that Trump's ongoing financial ties to the Trump International Hotel in D.C. violate what's known as the Emoluments Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The emoluments provision prohibits federal officials from receiving payments or other financial benefits from domestic or foreign government actors. Plaintiffs in the case say Governor LePage's stay at Trump International last year, as well as visits by foreign diplomats, show that officials feel compelled to patronize the president's businesses in order to secure federal favors. LePage's stay came at the same time he attended the president's signing of an executive order that reviewed the designation of national monuments, including the Katahdin Woods and Waters Monument, which LePage opposes. The federal judge cited the plaintiff's arguments in his ruling, which allows the emoluments case to move forward. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And we asked the governor's office to comment on the ruling. His spokeswoman, Julie Rabinowitz, said the governor chooses hotels based on price, availability, and security. She also said any speculation that he stayed at a specific hotel as some type of quid pro quo is false and irresponsible.